And welcome back to the Asylum Metal Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Daniels, and we're barreling through hour number two. The whole month of September and October, featuring different bands as the tour moves through the nation. Different bands from that weekend. This weekend, we are in Seattle. The Project Independent Tour barrels through yet another city, Element A440. The feature band, we heard them last week. We'll talk to Halo momentarily. I'm joined right now by the host of your events this year, Joe Shufton. Shufton. Help me say that, man. Joe Shufton.
You got it, Ryan. How are you, man?
Yeah, there we go. From hornsuprocks.com, man. How you doing, brother?
They were beautiful. Excellent. You know, where I grew up in Bogota is very similar to Seattle as far as the weather. Like, gloomy and rainy and a lot of green. So I feel just at home, man. I'm cool.
So you guys started last week in Arizona, then through Vegas, California. How's the first four or five dates gone so far?
Dude, all I got to say, Phoenix, I was one of the cities I'd never been to. Heard about a good scene going on there. Of course, our brother Max Cavalera lives down there, so there's a reason why he lives down there. Good people, nice, really cool, like amazing people. So the first show was unbelievable. The first show was off the hook. I think all of us had butterflies and jitters before the show because, you know, with the production and everything going into it, we're all like, okay, first night of the tour as well. We're like, all right, this is it. We got to start this with a fire, and we did, man. And there was literally fire on stage by Element A440, of course, safely. You know, it had to be safely done at Joe's Grotto. Huge shout out to the staff there. They helped them and us have an amazing show. Then we went to Vegas. Awesome time, you know, it's Vegas. And then LA, Santana area, amazing show. So many great bands. And San Francisco, you know, brought it for sure. So far, you know, every show has been amazing. The production at this point is ready to keep going throughout the entire country. We basically went over every single scenario that of things that could go wrong, and none of them have gone wrong. You know, it's been very positive as far as the entire experience. We all, like, have a team dedicated to independent music and what Project Independent represents, which is, you know, living loud, you know, the lifestyle, the good times, you know, most important, that everybody leaves, both who watch at home and both who go to the shows with a smile on their face, and hopefully they'll be like, oh, you know what, let me go buy that song from that band from iTunes, or let me take a t-shirt with me. You know, hopefully we can transmit that as well, so that way, you know, everybody keeps winning in this underground music scene. As you know, this is so important, Ryan, because it's very hard for a band to break, you know, just into any sort of situation, even regional touring, because it's so expensive. So, you know, the fact that we're bringing Element, such a talented band, in a nationwide tour, which is what they need, you know, it's a blessing that I'm able to do this. You know, I want to definitely give huge props to Jeff and the entire crew, you know, Mama and Dustin and Doc, who's doing the entire webcast from Doc Ensbury Productions. You know, you need people like that who know that part of the equation in order to be able to shine together with them. You know, if anybody's not in that kind of zone, then nobody's in the zone.
And the name of the I love the name, the tour title this year, the Living Loud 2013 tour. It's perfect, man. And the production value that Project Independent has put together for this year's tour, I've got to say, is freaking mind-blowing. It's a pretty big venture for even a national tour to take on, much less an independent tour. It's sometimes two for certain legs touring bands for the whole tour, and then each date has a handful, three or four or five local opening acts. This production is insane. Giant webcast.
It's something that, you know, in your brother nationals, I think, you know, a few of them have ventured into it, like throughout one event here and there. Like, I know Obituary have been really active in the whole web streaming side of things, but I think you hit the nail just now. I think more people are not doing it, especially like in any level, locally, internationally, nationally, because it's expensive and it takes, you know, you need to have somebody dedicated to that. You need to have the equipment dedicated to that, and that's obviously a huge production cost that brings you a huge production value. And that's when, you know, obviously when I first spoke with Jeff about doing this, when he told me who he was planning on bringing on board as far as the crew and the band and this and that, I was like, yo, that makes total sense, because you're coming from the same angle that I come from, which is, you know, bringing our music and professional products so we all win, you know. So, we don't look like idiots because, you know, our camera is not on focus or our audio sucks.
Right.
All the video is black or, you know what I mean? Like, power. I can props to everybody who tries to do something for a scene, but sometimes, you know, they forget about the production value.
And the production value is definitely there. It was for me from what I saw from the webcast. And also looking at the show, in each venue, actually attending the show in each venue, guests and fans are in for a show every time.
Element A440, before the tour, I was familiar who they were, but once I saw, especially the show in Phoenix, and hanging out with them before the show and seeing them, how professional, the work ethic, everything, every step of what happened before we even got on stage was very inspiring for all of us. We all realized, okay, we're here to work together, learn from each other, and, you know, without even knowing what the end result is going to be, but knowing that it's something very special.
Right.
It's very exciting for all of us and also very nerve-wracking. You can only imagine how nerve-wracking it is, you know, especially for, like, you know, somebody like Jeff, who's been doing this for such a long time, but he said, I'm going to throw the ball all the way, take such a huge risk with responsibility. But, you know, and of course, that's when it comes down to, like, having good people around you so we can all help each other out and make sure this production, and most importantly, the tour is a huge success, because, you know, the show's
yes.
not successful, then.
And that's the whole purpose of it, is to showcase the new talent. And I think Project Independent catches a lot of that controversy because it's at the level where it's kind of a bridge. It's the bridge between underground and independent and exposed, nationally recognized, where, you know what? Welcome to the music business. I've heard several of them say, how are we going to sell this many tickets to family and friends? Well, do you always want to play to family and friends? Or do you want to play to your family and friends who are sitting backstage behind you and you have 100,000 fans in the stadium in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
Get on the train, man. Pay attention to the business that you're trying to be in. If you want to dick around and play to your family and friends, go ahead, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, and you know, you hit it in the nail once again, because the bands that are doing this now know that they're not, first of all, they're not putting the whole, like, oh, it's just ticket sales. No, they're saying, oh my God, we're getting so much exposure out of this, so let's invest, because any investment is how it is with everything you do in life, whatever you have to pay out. And then, on the other hand, you know, for something from what I've witnessed in every town so far, is that the bands are taking it very serious, setting up very quickly, making sure they're, like, professionally fit, because they know, hey, there's a production that is professionally run. So we all kind of already kind of influence them in that way. So being like, hey, you can be
good
production, because they're like, oh my God, we didn't know this was gonna happen. And then, you know, it has a huge wow factor that helps them be like, all right, we are real, you know, we can do this for real.
And I bet some of them have never experienced that kind of production as well, being, you know, maybe all they've played is local stages around their own region or their own city. And
right.
This is kind of their first cherry popping into a major production such as this.
Yeah, totally, man. I mean, I know we popped my cherry. Totally. Dude.
Now that's a story for another time, Joe.
For another radio.
That's our adults only program. Well, cool. And Joe Shuften from Horns Up Rocks, your host each and every night for the Project Independent 2013 Living Loud Tour. Catch it, all the details and tour dates, of course, at projectindependent.net. We'll have that link in the news page at asylummetalradio.com. And you can check out everything here and there. You can also check out many of the artists featured by PIAA and Project Independent, as well as this year's featured touring band, Element A440. Thank you, Joe, very much for taking the time for a moment.
Oh, Ryan, thank you so much. And I want to make sure that everybody out there knows that, you know, Project Independent, Horns Up Rocks, you know, is supporting both the upcoming artists, the feature artists, and anybody who needs, you know, our help with anything. We're there for them for sure, you know. So come out to the shows. Ask any questions that you might have as a, you know, upcoming band. Even if you're not part of this, we're all here for you. And, yeah, man, thank you one more time. And everybody out there, if you're not at the show, make sure you check it out online. But
the ultimate resource for independent music, hornsuprocks.com and projectindependent.net. This is the Asylum Metal Radio.